You are listening to Fees Always Wins, a financial podcast.
What's a rip?
A rip, commission. That's why we work here.
I make huge rips.
No, I still don't know how it works.
But you and me, the brokers, right, we're taking home cold hard cash via commission.
Right.
No matter whether our clients make money or lose money, Duke and Duke get the commissions.
The only thing we don't know is your fee.
My fee is the free market. And you're part of it. Yeah.
Welcome back to Fees Always Win. Episode 25, an Audible investment journal by two friends that documents our journey, experiences, and subsequent derived strategies and knowledge from investment research. Last week, we discussed retirement vehicles, 401ks, pensions, in addition to the value of compounding interest. Episode 24, we reviewed our stock picks. Note, FAWIC index is up. Halfway through our 10-week period, we are beating the market performance index. I'm Chris, joined by the co-host and scion of the Delta, Ello. You are listening to the show. If you could find us on Facebook, please like the show. Join the feed, iTunes, and probably every other place you could find your podcast. We're going to be listed. Call and leave a message on our voicemail line, 281-645-9205. Leave a rating on our iTunes page. If it's 5 stars, we'll read it on the air. And this week is annuities. Popularized in the modern era, annuities became popular during the U.S. Great Depression, or at least modern annuities, when people began to worry about stock market volatility endangering their retirements. An annuity is a financial product that pays out a fixed stream of payments to individual, primarily uses income streams for retirees. Annuities are created and sold by financial institutions, which accept and invest funds from individuals, and then upon annuitization, issue a stream of payments at a later point of time. The period of time when an annuity is being funded and before payouts begin is referred to as the accumulation phase. Once payments commence, the contract is the annuitization phase. Jane Austen's character, Fanny, in Sense and Sensibility, may be said its best. People always live forever when there's any annuity to be paid. An annuity is a very serious business. It comes over and over every year, and there's no getting rid of it, which is a benefit and risk. So much so, Beethoven had to sue a benefactor to keep his annuity when it was argued the payment can't be made because of economic conditions. The courts didn't agree. He was able to keep it, but saying it's modern isn't exactly true, as it's been around and identified that people have made investments even since ancient Rome to get an annuitization payment. The definition, or the true definition, is a fixed sum of money paid to someone each year, typically for the rest of their life. He left her an annuity of $1,000 in his will as a form of insurance or investment entitling the investor to a series of annual sums. But what is an annuity?
Okay, so I'm going to break down the term annuity to try and give you a further understanding of it. So annuities were designed to be a reliable means of securing a steady cash flow for an individual during their retirement years and to alleviate fears of longevity risk or outliving one's assets. Annuities can also be created to turn a substantial lump sum into a steady cash flow, such as winners of large cash settlements from a lawsuit or winning the lottery. We talked about before with Mr. Bonilla and the Nets and how he took what could have been a $5 million cash payout and actually stretched it out. And with the interest added on top of it, actually made, what was it, Chris, $30 million on top of the five?
He's got to make a $30 million, $1.2 million every year until he's 70.
annuity. A defined benefit pensions and Social Security are two examples of lifetime guaranteed annuities that pay retirees a steady cash flow until they pass. So that's breaking down an annuity in regards to what it is and how it works in regards to the long-term benefit of having one.
Well, and there's multiple types of annuities. Annuities can be structured according to a wide array of details and factors, such as a duration of time that payments from the annuity can be guaranteed to continue. Annuities can be created so that upon the annuitization, payments will continue so long as there's an annuitant or their spouse, if survivorship benefits is elected. Alternatively, annuities can be structured to pay out funds for a fixed amount of time, such as 20 years like Bobby Bonilla, regardless of how long the annuitant lives. Furthermore, annuities can begin immediately upon deposit of a lump sum, or they can be structured as a deferred benefit. Annuities could be structured generally as a fixed or variable. Fixed annuities provide regular periodic payments to the annuitant. Variable annuities allow the owner to receive greater future cash flows if investments of the annuity fund do well, and smaller payments in the investments do poorly. This provides for a less stable cash flow than a fixed annuity, but allows the annuitant to reap the benefits of strong returns from their fund's investments. One criticism of annuities is they are illiquid. Deposits into an annuity contract are typically locked up for a period of time known as the surrender period, where the annuitant would incur a penalty if all or part of the money is touched. These surrender periods could last anywhere from 2 to more than 10 years, depending on the particular product. Surrender fees could start out at 10% or more, and the typical penalty declines annually over the surrender period. While variable annuities carry some market risk and the potential to lose principal, riders and features can be added to annuity contracts, usually at some extra cost, which allow them to function as a hybrid fixed variable annuity. Contract owners can benefit from upside portfolio potential while enjoying the protection of guaranteed lifetime minimum withdrawal benefits if the portfolio drops in value. Other riders may be purchased to add a death benefit if a contract or accelerate payouts if an annuity holder is diagnosed with a terminal illness. Cost of living riders are common to adjust the annual base cash flows for inflation based on changes in the CPI. But it's just not a product that you could have. It's actually a product you have to buy. So that means there's somebody who sells them naturally.
Right. So in this case, if you're wondering who sells annuities, life insurance companies and investment companies are two sorts of financial institutions offering annuity products. For life insurance companies, annuities are a natural hedge for their insurance products. Life insurance is bought to deal with mortality risk, that is, the risk of dying prematurely. Policyholders pay an annual premium to an insurance company who will pay out a lump sum upon their death. If policyholders die prematurely, the insurer will pay out the death benefit at a net loss to the company. Actuarial science and claims experience allows these insurance companies to price their policies so that an average insurance purchaser will live long enough so that the insurer earns a profit. Annuities, on the other hand, deal with longevity risk, or the risk of outliving one's assets. The risk to the insurer of the annuity is that the annuity holders will outlive their initial investment. Annuity issuers may hedge longevity risk by selling annuities to customers with a higher risk of premature death. In many cases, the cash value inside of permanent life insurance policies can be exchanged via a 1035 exchange for an annuity product without any tax implications. Agents or brokers selling annuities need to hold a state-issued life insurance license and also a securities license in the case of variable annuities. These agents or brokers typically earn a commission based on the national value of the annuity contract. annuity products are regulated by the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, and the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, F-I-N-R-A. So we talked about who actually sells the annuities. Now, the biggest thing is if they sell it, who are the people that buy the annuities?
And buying them, there's a couple of things that you have to maintain. As indicated, the people who sell them do make a commission off of them, so they might not always have fiduciary duties to let you know what's best for you. But annuities are appropriate financial products for individuals seeking stable, guaranteed retirement income. Because the lump sum put in the annuity is illiquid and subject to withdrawal penalties, it is not recommended for younger individuals or those with liquidity needs. Annuity holders cannot outlive their income stream, which hedges longevity risk. So long as the purchaser understands that he or she is trading a liquid lump sum for a guaranteed series of cash flows. The product is appropriate. Some purchasers hope to cash out an annuity in the future at a profit. However, this is not the intended use of the product. Immediate annuities are often purchased by people of any age who have received a large lump sum of money and who prefer to exchange it for cash flows in the future. The lottery winner's curse is the fact that many lottery winners who take the lump sum windfall end up spending all the money in a relatively short period of time.
Right. Which, going back to Bobby Bonilla, is why his wife told him not to take that $5 million and spend it all at one time. Now he has enough money to stretch him out till 2035. Now, annuity fees vary, but all have commissions. Many annuities have no annual fees, while variable annuities are not among them. Variable annuities often come with annual fees in the range of 2.5% to 3%. That isn't to say other annuities don't have costs. All annuities have commissions. These are typically built into the policy, so you won't see the cost taken out each year. Commissions can range from 1% to 10%, depending on the type of annuity. The annuity, the lower the commission. Likewise, the longer the surrender period and more complex the annuity, the higher the commission. You can get out free of charge during the free look period in regards to annuities. If you end up in an annuity that isn't right for you, you can always get out free of charge during the free look period. The free look period is the length of time annuitants can receive a full refund of their contract. If you cancel during the free look period, you get everything you paid back, no questions asked. Free look periods vary by state and can be anywhere from 10 to 30 days.
And there are answers, because the insurance company doesn't keep your premiums if you die early. Many people like the riders because they think the riders keep more money out of the insurance company's hands. It's a common argument against single life annuities, which pay income only for the annuitant's life, that if you die early, the insurance company keeps your money. But that's not the case. The insurance company pools your money with that of other customers. Deposits made by those who die earlier than expected contribute to the gains of the overall pool of an insurance company's annuity holders, thereby providing a higher yield or credit to those purchasers who receive income payments for longer than their life expectancy. And while the insurance company doesn't know when you're going to die, it has a pretty good idea about the mortality profile of larger pool of customers. This allows companies to essentially hedge the risk of annuity income recipient living longer and to provide a return and guarantee. That would be nearly impossible to match with any other type of financial income producing product. Guarantees are never absolute. If the insurance company, not the federal government, that guarantees annuity payments. So when you buy a retirement annuity, consider the financial strength of the insurer. Stick to insurers that are highly rated by AM Best, Moody's, Fitch, and Standard & Poor's. You could use the COMDEX, which is spelled COMDEX ranking, to view a composite of all agency ratings scored on a 1 to a 100 scale, 100 being the high point of the companies you do want to invest in. But there's good and bad about the annuities, as you're beginning to understand. And some of the good things are, if you're a high income earner in a higher tax bracket, low cost variable annuities can make sense. If you've completely maxed out your 401k and your IRA deferrals, you can expect to be in a lower tax bracket when you retire. Low-cost variable annuities charge less than 1% per year. A low-cost fixed or variable annuity may make sense if you want to convert a lump sum into a stream of income and you could afford to tie up certain amounts of your money for an extended period of time, possibly forever. Longevity annuities may be prudent if you're concerned about outliving your assets and you have the means to lock up some of your assets in an annuity. Longevity annuities could be set up to begin a stream of income late in life. For example, Alice is 73 in good health and has longevity in her family. She puts no more than 15% of her investments into a deferred fixed annuity. Alice will begin to receive monthly income from the $150,000 investment when she turns 80. These payments will continue until she passes away. If she dies before she receives any payments, the principal may be returned to her without interest, but she may forfeit the entire annuity if she passes away after she begins receiving her stream of income. The government has new initiatives to allow 401k investors to put a portion of their account into an annuity. The government is concerned about poor 401k returns because investors don't always invest wisely. The annuity option is seen as a way to provide some greater element of predictability and certainty to retirees. Charitable annuities can be a wonderful way to make a tax-deductible donation to a charity and to receive a portion of the donation as a stream of income for life. One of the things that you really want to look at with these annuities is that timeline. We keep indicating the annuity, it's your principal is generally going to be locked up for the entire time period, and you have to make adjustments. There are vehicles and tools to change that adjustment, but often they're commercials that you hear during judge shows because those people are looking for liquidity for a life crisis. But you do lose a large percentage of your investment when those options occur. But you've heard about the good. What is the bad and the ugly about annuities?
Okay, so variable annuities can tie you down with 3 to 4% annual fees and severe, up to 15 years or longer, surrender penalties. Are you looking at variable annuities with bells and whistles that you really don't understand? Starting with the seems-too-good-to-be-true illustrations you're shown. If so, I recommend a second opinion from someone who has no skin in the annuity game. Are you in a low or moderate tax bracket, buying an annuity with after-tax dollars to defer investment income? This may disappoint you if your income tax bracket ends up as high or higher in retirement due to a significant RMD distribution from an IRA or 401k, or the fact that tax rates overall likely will rise further into the future. If you purchase an annuity with after-tax money, it may be a poor tax decision. You'll be swapping lower capital gain tax rates on taxable income to higher ordinary income tax rates on all annuity gains. You don't need an annuity in an IRA if you're looking to defer income, since an IRA already is tax deferred. Holding an annuity in an IRA is largely redundant unless you specifically are seeking the insurance mortality benefit. A fixed annuity may augment your overall financial investment strategy, but interest rates currently are unappetizingly low. You'd be better off buying a fixed annuity that locks in a higher interest rate when interest rates are higher. Your money may be tied up for life. After tax annuities can't be undone. Once the money is in an annuity structure, it remains in an annuity structure. If you need or want to exit a bad or ugly annuity, you can roll it over to a less expensive annuity if you no longer have surrender penalties. However, you can't terminate the annuity structure. Are you planning to leave your heirs your variable annuity? Annuities invested in equities make poor inheritances since there is no step-up in basis to the date of death value of a position when the initial owner, annuitant, passes away. So there are a lot of great benefits to annuities. We bring up Bobby Bonilla because technically it's Bobby Bonilla Day in a sense. But at the same time, some of the bad things that you may find is you may find yourself actually losing out based on the tax rates, or you may have an IRA and want to swap it and may find difficulty doing so. Or like we said before, if you want to leave that money to someone else, you may find difficulty or problems with that as well. Coming into this show, I didn't necessarily know much about annuities. I'm learning more about it now. It's a good option for you, but it's only a good option for you if that's something you're trying to stretch for the long game in regards to taking money now and using it later on in life. Because like we said before, there's a period where you can't touch it. Once it's in, you can't do much with it until much later in life. There is a period where you can look in. If you want to get out, you can. But there's a small window for that. Once that window is come and gone, you're basically locked into that annuity. You can roll it into another annuity, but you can't get out of it once you're fully in. So that's something to consider for people that are looking at annuities and thinking about the stories we're talking about with Bobby Bonilla and thinking that's the smart way to go. Not saying it's not a smart approach, but you want to have all the facts in regards to the good, the bad, and in this case, the ugly. So hopefully the information we went over, it actually helps people and makes them think before just automatically throwing their money in one place versus another.
And I was the same way when we started this research. I didn't have much of a background in annuities. I knew what the term meant. I knew of the Bobby Bonilla reference that we continue to talk about. And then also seeing J.G. Wentworth commercials when watching Judge Judy with my grandmother over the years. But outside of that, I really didn't have an engagement on how the process works and why you would need a third-party company to assist with extended payment schedule. I'm not sure that this is an opportunity that's I'm prepared for right now financially, but hopefully down the road it'll be something that I have to consider as part of that retirement plan as those years get closer. It's still decades away, but life doesn't slow down as you get older. It only speeds up. So I will take all of this in consideration, continuing with my 401k, investing individually, putting money away in low-risk investment. And that's what this is considered. As you're closer to retirement, most people are just looking to make sure that they have a low-risk opportunity to lose money, that they're not really trying to make money. They just want to beat that interest rate, which we discussed last episode, seems to hover around 2.1%. So if you can get a guaranteed return more than that and have enough money to pay your bills, travel when you need to, or live your hobbies, an annuity might be right for you. But as always, we reference you to talk to a financial advisor. But what's clear about these is talk to your financial advisor and get a clarity of what's their incentives to sell you particular annuities. Because when reading about it, that's where the horror stories typically come in, is that people aren't completely informed because there's not as much regulation around annuities as there are other financial products. So just be aware where you're putting your money.
And like I said before, Chris, with every episode, even with this one, there are terms and things that I was going over that I'm still in the process of learning about. Yes, we talked about annuities, but it's still something I'm reading up on my end as well. But I kind of feel like that's something that you want to get into as you get older and you're, you know, preparing for the future that may be coming up a lot faster than you wanted to. But for the people listening, we always want to hear ideas and different things that you want us to talk about and discuss. That way we can give you fresh content and go over things that you're truly interested in and want to hear. So we would love to have that interaction from the fans moving forward. Just let us know what they like and what they want to hear as well.
Thanks for listening to Fees Always Win. Thank you for liking the Facebook page. Thank you for the responses and the feedback that you do present to us. We probably are adjusting the Facebook page going forward. I accidentally set it up as a business page when it should have just been a fan page. So it's just really weird with that interaction. So if you get any notices on the fan page or the business page, we're just setting up a duplicate page that the formatting's a little easier, as we're not trying to sell you anything. This is just our public journal that we have going forward. But please review us on iTunes, like us on Facebook. Thank you. Good day. Good night. Have a great week and a happy 4th of July. The opinions expressed on the show do not reflect the thoughts of our respective employers, family, or podcast network. We are not licensed by the FTC or SEC. Before acting on information on the website or from the show, you should consider whether it's suitable for your particular circumstance and seek advice from your own financial or investment advisor.